Poverty data, the Census Bureau claims, is an important way to evaluate a nation's economic well-being. Based on the numbers that it released on Friday, the economic well-being of the United States and the people in it is not good.
Between 2001 and 2002, 1.7 million more Americans fell into poverty.
Karin Gustafson is the Welfare Rights and Advocacy Project Coordinator at the Women of Color Resource Center in Oakland, California.
The number of children in poverty increased. It increased from 11.7 million to 12.1 million, and that's a lot of kids. And this is happening at a time when a lot of programs that benefit children are under threat. For example, Head Start, the school lunch program, food stamps, Teach for America.
Another striking statistic is that while people in the United States are across the board getting poorer, communities of color are getting poorer faster. While the poverty rate stayed at around 8% for people who identified as white, it jumped to 24% for people who identified as black. Dennis Curran is with Californians for Justice.
When there's an economic downturn, it's communities of color that tend to get hit the hardest. And hit in a few ways. So it's not just on pure wages, right? So you have people that are obviously getting a lower wage or no wage. Jobs are getting lost. Job income increases aren't happening, at the same rate as in other communities. But the other part of it is that social services are getting cut tremendously.
Vivian Hain is a mother on welfare. She's also a volunteer parent coordinator at Oakland, California-based Low Income Families Empowerment Through Education, or Lifetime. She is facing her 5-year welfare lifetime limit next year. She says that her level of anxiety regarding having to face poverty is high.
We are seeing more people homeless, more people having to leave work because they don't have child care, more people turning to the food banks, more people turning to more charitable organizations that try to pay their PG&E, pay their rent. We're coming up against a real state of emergency.
Women account for 58% of those in poverty, and female-headed families made up half of all families in poverty. Again, Vivian Hain.
If you go down to these homeless shelters, they are just bulging with children, homeless families, homeless women. Most of them are going to be women of color that have been economically cheated, that have been cheated out of education, out of all the opportunities and all the support systems they needed individually to be able to attain their goals for their families and themselves.
In 2002, the number of people in severe poverty, making just half of the official poverty threshold, rose to 14.1 million people. So what about the safety net put in place to assist people in economic hardship? Many say that it is in jeopardy. Diana Spatz is the executive director of Lifetime.
Soon, there's going to be no safety net left. I mean, you look at families on welfare with the 5-year lifetime limit, right? I mean, everything about this welfare reform, it had so much punitive stuff behind it because the presumption and the stereotype was that these women were lazy and didn't want to work. Well, that wasn't true.
In fact, 37.9% of those in poverty had some type of officially recognized job, and 11.2% had full-time, year-round employment. And how do people in the United States began to address the rising poverty rates and the increases in inequity? Again, Karin Gustafson of the Women of Color Resource Center.
Well, I think in the last couple decades, the public benefits program have really shifted from a focus on providing for poor families or helping them out of poverty into punishing for poor families. And I think we need a change in that perspective before we can really talk about addressing any of the underlying problems.
Many are citing record-breaking military spending of up to $400 billion a year as indicative of what activists call the Bush administration's misplaced priorities that account for an increased poverty rate domestically. Diana Spatz.
$87 billion to erect just the latest installation, but they only spend $67 billion a year right now on, health and human services.
Well, the national debt is increasing at an estimated $1.55 billion a day. And while military spending accounts for 47% of tax revenue, those in poverty continue to wonder about the government's economic priorities. For Free Speech Radio News, I'm Sarah Olson.